Sports Radio. In 1983, one of the bounciest, happiest songs ever smashed the charts all around the world. You've just heard it. Then it was Katrina and the Waves. Now it is very much Katrina. She's with us right now. Thank you for coming on to the morning show at Manx Radio.
Hello, Mark. It's my pleasure to be with you at Manx Radio. Absolutely.
Well, it's beautiful to have you with us. And what a week. I guess every time Eurovision comes around, you are in ludicrous demand.
Well, yeah, what happens is they bring me out of hibernation around May time and get me to talk about Love Shine a Light. They keep me hanging around so I can get through the summer and talk about Walking on Sunshine. And then they stick me in mothballs and put me back into hibernation like a big old bear. And so it's just a very concentrated period of time you have to put up with me. So I thought, well, as long as I'm going to be out and about, I may as well stick a record out. And of course, I Couldn't Live Without Your Love is one of my favorite all-time songs, and one that I was so moved by when I first heard it at the age of 7 down in my parents' basement. And my dad had one of those big, huge medium wave radios where he could pick up all the other countries. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
And so he came across, there was this beautiful song. He stopped on it, and it was indeed Petula Clark singing, I Couldn't Live Without Your Love. And I, of course, I stopped in my 7-year-old tracks and I thought, I want to do that. I want to sing and I want to have my voice coming out of the radio, making people feel as good as I feel right now listening to this beautiful song.
Was that like an inspirational song to get you singing back in the day?
I think it really was the key to start everything.
Wow.
It did open up something in me and I was so moved by it. It was very stirring and I just had this idea that's what I wanted to do. And, you know, later on, obviously, my parents, out of total ignorance, let me have a guitar. And then instead of being a veterinarian or an occupational therapist, I ended up in a band, which it wasn't the dream. It wasn't the dream. So I needed to do well in the music business. Otherwise, you know, I was going to be outcast from my family for the rest of my life.
Okay, well, look, just go back a bit for now. 1983, Walking on Sunshine. 1997, Love, Shine a Light. The last time the UK won Eurovision. Did you think when you got that song going, I'm going to win this thing?
I thought that it was a strong song. I thought it was a bit sort of Songs of Praise-ish.
Mm-hmm.
The band all thought it was very Eurovision-y. I didn't really know because I'd never seen the Eurovision Song Contest before I did it. I was given a whole bunch of videotapes and told to get my head around those over a weekend. And I just thought, well, this is one poodle short of a circus. I was completely flummoxed by what in the world the Eurovision was. It kind of continues to flummox me. But I think because so many people said the UK can't win because of political voting and don't get your hopes up, I had very low expectations of doing well. But in the dress rehearsal, and this was at The Point in Dublin, 1997, it just seemed like people really liked the song. You know, the feedback from the audience was very encouraging, but it wasn't until those votes started coming in where we could relax a little bit, drink more champagne, and then a little bit more champagne. And then Ronan Keating, who was the host, came up to me and he said, you know, you got to sing it again, love. I think he thought I was done for the night. I thought I was done for the night. And I was like, what? He said, yeah, you've got to reprise the song. So that was every kind of out of tune, out of time. But you know what? It didn't matter. It didn't matter.
Let's refresh ourselves with this glorious winner, 1997, Love, Shine a Light.
Love, shine a light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry. Light up the magic in every little part. Let our love shine a light in every corner of our hearts.
Thank you. Love Shine a Light, a winner in every sense of the word, and the last time the UK won the Eurovision Song Contest with my wonderful guest who's here now. Katrina is here. Honestly, how crazy has Eurovision got since then?
You know, I blame social media. And I think, obviously, when you have an event where every year the winning country wants to outdo the country before, it's become an event that is WOTT, way over the top.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to have new sparkles and bangs and smoke and fire and be amazing and groundbreaking production. And it's sending it into almost a kind of a sort of a crazy world where, you know, when I did it in 97, it was like a little barn dance. You sort of shuffled out onto the stage and sang your song, shuffled back to the green room with one little spotlight. And now it's huge, you know, and they want you to have a large social media presence. They want you to have fans already. And a lot of people, I think, who are involved, and there's so many countries now, I think they're happy just to take part. And I think even if you don't win, you still get so much exposure and you get your songs played and Spotify downloads and a lot of social media attention.
It certainly does launch an awful lot of people in mysterious countries. What I was going to ask you was, you know, the song, the essence of the song, and then the staging, you sort of touched on it. You've got to really come up with some amazing staging as well as a good song to win it these days, haven't you?
Well, yeah, you do. I mean, in 97, I wore the outfit that I'd been wearing all week, which was a really stale green shirt I bought at Cambridge Market for £3, which incidentally, a few years ago, turned up on eBay in San Francisco. No idea how. I was duped into giving it to the Belgian Eurovision Museum. And then I found out there wasn't one.
Oh.
They'd sold it, and somehow it ended up in San Francisco. It was going for $27. So, you know.
I love that.
So, I mean, but very little effort was made. It was just really about just singing the song. No whistles and bangs. No choreography. Nothing.
Okay, listen, before we play your new song, what have you had a chance to look or listen to any of the entries this year?
Of course, yeah, I've had my eye on all of them. And, you know, did Halloween come early? It seems like everybody's wearing a mask. And,
I know,
it's just very, very strange. There's a lot of gothic stuff going on. There's some ridiculousness, the usual clownery, and then the odd dreary ballad. And, I mean, it never fails to sort of flummox me completely about what the context test is becoming, but it's certainly captivating.
As the only winner I'm going to talk to on this show, have you got a couple of hot tips for us?
I love Ukraine. I think Croatia's really, really strong. A lot of people are liking Ireland right now. You know, bookies love me because I'm hopeless. I always I never pick a winner. I can't pick a winner to save my life. So don't listen to me. Vote the opposite.
Okay. I do think Cyprus is good this year. I think she's great.
Yeah, I love it.
I think
I love that.
It's a strong song. I think it's a good pop song. Bless her. Right.
Yeah.
We mentioned it to start with. Petula Clark had a lovely hit with I Couldn't Live Without Your Love. It launched you into thinking about being a musician and a star.
It did.
Let's play it, and let's make sure people also look at the YouTube video with your beautiful little dog, which is a major star, I have to say, taking all the glamour on that video.
Well, come on, Mark. She's so much more photogenic than the likes of me. Wouldn't you rather look at a beautiful little poodle than me?
No, no. Nothing. Listen, it's been great to catch up. Katrina, thank you. Good luck with this.
Thank you, Mark.
And have a great night on Saturday. Where are you going to be watching?
Oh, well, I won't be at home. There's not enough alcohol in my apartment to get through a full night of Eurovision. So I'll be out and about. I'll come back for the voting and then we'll see what happens.
All right.
If I can even, you know, concentrate on what's happening. It's always a fun night. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been absolutely delightful. Very best wishes. Thank you, Katrina.
Thank you, Mark.
Shoulder there for me to cry.
What a lovely guest. Katrina, thank you. And, well, we'll see what happens tomorrow night.